cool. Welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. You want to put on headphones? So,
sure.
Or you don't have to, but.
Well, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, Keller Williams, he's here from Virginia, but he's sort of thought of as a Colorado guy because he records for Psi Fidelity and has been closely identified with String Cheese Incident, with whom he's been touring quite a bit over the last few years. And you're here to play several gigs. Where did you say? Tomorrow night at Hen Flings?
Yeah, down in just outside of Santa Cruz.
In Ben Lomond, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, Las Vegas?
And Legends in Las Vegas, yeah.
And then
back to the Last Day Saloon on Saturday.
That's right. Saturday, July 8th. An evening with Keller Williams. Why, it says right here, virtuoso singer-songwriter.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, I did look up that other date, the Yonder Mountain String Band date, folks. It's Friday night, July 7th at Cafe Coco Dree, the Yonder Mountain String Band. You ever heard Yonder Mountain?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I heard them at Telluride Bluegrass Festival this year and just saw them play at the High Sierra Music Festival this past weekend.
Good deal.
Super. Super young, energetic bluegrass. It's good. Good stuff.
Yeah, I got some friends in Chicago that have been raving about them. They've been out here quite a bit lately. I've played some stuff live, but haven't had a chance to see them live. So where did you learn to play like that? And what exactly is it you're playing? You have a 10-string guitar in your hands.
Yeah, it's a regular 12-string. But what I do is I have one E on top and one E on the bottom. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, a 12-string is it's just like a 6-string. The bottom four have octaves on them, and the top two are in unison. But I just have one big low E string and one high E string, and the rest is like a regular 12-string.
So what do you get out of that odd?
Get out some acoustic jams.
Well, I heard you play some pretty complicated stuff that seems like there's more than one thing going on there. And I'm curious about how you developed that technique and who your influences were.
Well, the very first notable influences that I can recall were Roy Clark and Buck Owens on Hee Haw. And I was watching that as a kid, and, you know, always wanted a guitar so I can be Buck Owens and Roy Clark. So I got a little miniature guitar when I was 3 and never really learned how to play it until I was about 13 or 14. But growing up, I went through all kinds of phases. My main influences, though, for what I'm doing now is, of course, Michael Hedges. Huge, huge influence in my world. Leo Kottke.
Yeah.
Leo Kottke. Bobby McFerrin is another big vocal influence. Victor Wooten is a huge, huge monster of a bass player. and then more recently, like Annie DeFranco and Martin Sexton and Greg Brown and a lot of these... And the alternative folk scene, I've really been getting into that a lot lately.
I'm wondering about some of the guys like you that wind up playing these jam band scenes. It seems like you have to make a lot of noise to be just one guy playing in front of those trancey, dancey bands like that. You have to sort of make a lot of stuff happen in order to keep people's attention.
Yep. that's about the basic of it. The more noise you make, I guess the more attention people might pay to you. But I find definitely no slow songs when you're opening for a trancey, dancey band, you know. That hurts. So, I try to make a lot of noise, a lot of sounds.
Want to play something?
I do.
Go for it.
This is a brand new song, kind of a spoof on the record industry.
What's it called?
One Hit Wonder. Why can't I latch onto your brain and be that one song that drives everyone insane with the low end pumping right out of your trunk that vibrates your sternum, the bazooka speaker funk that you feel from a block away. What's the deal? I heard this song 4 times today, real to real. Back by heavies in LA, no even keel. Overplay is the only way, overplay is the only way. Oh, to be a one-hit wonder, that would be oh so superb. Oh, only for 15 minutes or so. Nobody gets hurt. A record label mafia putting on the heat with an in-store in Seattle. The next day, Miami Beach. The next day, it's Jay Leno. And the next day, it's Letterman. And then it's Oprah in Chicago. Man, when will it all end? But have no fear. I'll be gone before you know it. In my private lair. No second chance, I don't wanna blow it. Disappear to my never-ending luau in 15 years. VH1, where are they now? Oh, to be a one-hit wonder, that would be oh so superb. Only for 15 minutes or so. Sharp, catchy hook. 3 little cowboy chords that you learn from a book. And I'll pierce both of my eyeballs, and I'll cut and dye my hair. And I will do what I am told until I disappear into thin air. Why can't I latch onto your brain? Be that one song that drives everyone insane. With the low end pump band right out of your trunk. Your sternum, the bazooka speaker phone that you feel from a block away. What's the deal? I heard this song 5 times today, real to real. Back by heavies in LA, no even keel. Overplay is the only way, overplay is the only way, overplay is the only way, overplay is the only way. Oh, to be a one-hit wonder, that would be oh so superb. Oh, only for 15 minutes or so. In and out and nobody gets hurt. In and out and nobody gets hurt. In and out and nobody gets hurt.
change. Looking for familiar faces in any empty window pane. Listening for the secret, searching for the sign. But I can only hear the preacher, the baying of his hound. Often wonder why they say love your brother, but you will catch him when you try. Move you down the line, boy, drop you for a loss. Ride you out on the coal railroad and nail you to the cross. Thank you.
watching his hands, folks. He makes it look really, really easy. It's a timing thing. He hammers on with his left hand. He cross picks with his right hand. There's something going on there.
I bring my left foot up there, too.
I knew there was an extra digit in there somewhere. Yeah, his name is Keller Williams, and he's a phenomenal guitar player. Was there a title of the thing that led into Unbroken Chain?
Yes, that was Thin Mint.
Thin Mint.
Yeah, it was like a Thin Mint witch, like a sandwich of Thin Mint.
Cool. While you were playing that, somebody called in and said, ask Keller to play Best Feeling.
Ooh.
Is there time? Is it a really long thing or is it short?
I can make it a short thing.
Play us a concise Best Feeling.
Okay. Thank you.
I really know what was going on. I didn't care about tomorrow. I worry when tomorrow comes. I went outside that night, set the old imagination aflight. I set the imagination aflight. For 1 second, I just felt like a kid on Christmas Day. The feeling stops all of a sudden. Word will explain if I may. In the branches, and I felt like a bird. 'Twas the best feeling in the world. I felt so good that night, and my soul it seemed just to fly that night as I flew. Second, I just felt like a bird hanging up in the air. The feeling stops all if I said in a word. Be without a care. Felt like a fish. It was the best feeling in the world. I felt so good that night when my soul it seemed just swim that night as I swam that night. For 1 second. The feelings die by It's the feeling to be free.
I recognized it once you got into it. That's a song from Breathe.
It is.
The latest album, and that version on the CD is backed by the String Cheese Incident. Wonderful song, wonderful CD. Keller Williams, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
That's Larry Kelp applauding. In the background of his program, Sing Out is on, starting as soon as I get the hell out of this chair. Keller Williams will be performing at Henfling's down in Ben Lomond tomorrow night and at the Last Day Saloon in San Francisco on Saturday. Got a call while you were playing from a guy who wants to know if you give lessons. I said, go down, see him at the Last Day Saloon, watch with your own eyes, and ask him between sets.
There you have it.
Also, look at www.kellerwilliams.net for more information about this fine musician. Thanks again for being here, and come by again when you're in town again.
I would love to. So sweet is passing by. Laugh in the sunshine and sing and cry in the dark for louder than I. Thank you.
Chasing light beam, everything wanders from A to Z. Baby, baby, you're pretty young on Tuesday. Oh, like a rock, you can dream my back to you. Tell me, tell me, tell me what's the matter. Why, tell me what is your why. Tell me why, will you never come home? Tell me one good reason if you got a good one. Everywhere I go, oh no, everyone's doing that rap. Everywhere I go, the people don't know, everyone doing that rap. Take my line and go fishing for a Tuesday. Maybe take my supper, eat it down by the sea. He
gave my baby 24 good reasons. I'm not finding a better one. The morning has rain. Rain gonna come, rain gonna go. Stepping on shopping colored rank and file of the cone and the dark black reduction. Maybe get a little bit dark before the day. Wingsters, tripsters, and really cool chicksters, and everyone is doing that rap. Wingsters, tripsters, really cool chicksters, really one doing that rap. Stand in your shoes. Wash your lonely feet in the river in the morning. Everything promised is delivered to you. But don't neglect to be cut what your share is. All the winter birds are just the same for now. Hey love, go and look around you. Ain't nothing out there you have not seen before now. Waiting in the water, you never get wet. Keep on doing that right. Waiting in the water, you never get wet. You keep on doing that right. One eye jacks, the deuces are wild, and the aces are crawling up and down your sleeve. Come back here, my baby Louise, and tell me the name of the game that you play.
Down.
under, down under, down under. Thank you very much.